Things of Stone and Wood, something other than Happy Birthday, Helen. Not that it's not a great song, but yeah, most of their songs have that sort of very contagious, folky, poppy, rocky feeling about them, don't they? It is 4:20, Sheridan with you this afternoon. We're going to talk co-ops, and these are essentially community-run initiatives. A lot of them sell fresh local produce. And there's one in Mullaney, and this co-op actually needs something. They're sorted in the food department, but they've asked us to do a little bit of a shout-out. So we're going to have a chat here with Peter Pammett, who is the business manager at the Mullaney Co-op. Good afternoon, Peter. Thanks for chatting to us.
Hi, Sheridan.
What is it your co-op needs?
What do we need?
Yes.
We just need plenty of members and customers. It's a great little co-op. It's been in Mullaney 40 years. And at the moment, we're looking for our AGMs coming up because we're a member-owned organisation, customer-owned. So all our shoppers are our owners, or some of them are. And we're looking for a few people to come onto our board to regenerate the board because a few directors are considering standing down.
Mm. So what sort of person makes a good board member for a co-op like yours?
Anybody who's passionate about the co-op and what the co-op does. So we're a organic produce and health food shop up in Mullaney. So someone who's into that lifestyle, that healthy lifestyle, and healthy food and well-being products, and want to help us as an organisation, you know, progress into the next decade or so. So really, they're the sorts of people that we're looking for.
And Peter, why are you losing board members at this time? Is it because their businesses have gone bust, or is it a, you know, retirement thing?
It's just a retirement thing. I mean, directors are elected for 3 years. These couple that are considering standing down have been on the board about, you know, 6 years or so. And it's really good to get a bit of turnover, to get new ideas. So, you know, we don't want to be too staid and set in our ways. We need to be great to get some younger people on the board. At the moment, our board's with a fairly old bunch of people. So it'd be really good to get some young people with fresh ideas. And because the things about health food shops and organic produce and bulk foods, you know, things are changing. People want more green and clean products, less plastic and stuff like that. So,
Certainly, you know, the 20 and 30 somethings I know are really into, you know, quality food. They seem very aware of local produce. When it comes to a co-op, perhaps there's a feeling of yesteryear. So let's bring it into 2020 and talk about, you know, this is not a bunch of old hippies or aging hippies. Some of us might be sliding into that category every now and then, but that's okay. Why are co-ops important to communities? And we can use yours as an example. Why is the Mullaney Co-op so important to your community?
I mean, for quite a number of reasons. I mean, one is because it's owned by the community members. So, you know, any profits we make stay in the community. We employ local people. And then it's an outlet for some of our members have extra produce that they might grow in their back garden. And as long as it's chemical-free or, you know, close to organic as possible, they can sell that through the co-op. So people can generate income, they can get access to products that they need. And we help some of our members out. Say some of our members may have health issues and want special products. We can get those things in for them as well. So it's really not just a health food shop or, you know, an outlet. It's all about fulfilling the whole community's wellness and their needs as well.
And your personal involvement, Peter, how long have you been with the co-op?
I've been a business manager about 3 years. I've been in the board in the past. I've lived in the Mullaney area for about 40 years. So the co-op started in 1979.
Wow.
I came to the community in about 1981. And so I've always been a member. I was involved in the credit union, which is another member-owned financial institution. We have other, what you would call, social enterprises in town. We have art and craft shop called Piece of Green, where all the artists get together and sell their stuff and they're the ones that work in the shop on a roster and things. So it's all about community, social enterprise, and people doing things for themselves rather than just going into the one of the big supermarket chains and giving your money to some foreign shareholder.
So 1979, you've been around for a while. How have co-ops, and in particular your co-op, of course, is the one that you can speak to, how have they changed and evolved over the years?
Quite a bit. I think they've what they do is change with their members. So just like any other really organisation, you have to keep up with what people want at the time. And we've got to have new products, new ideas, new ways of doing things. I mean, we're quite successful. Of course, any of the food retailers that are around at the moment that sell toilet paper and stuff have done really well during COVID.
Yes, I guess so.
We're looking at expanding soon, so we've got access. You know, our building, we used to sublease a little area. We're about to expand into it so that we can do bigger and better things for our community.
And if there are locals that want to get involved, that are sort of thinking, oh, you know, maybe I should look a little more into this, how can they get in touch with you or other people at the co-op there? Do they just sort of roll up?
Just say roll up to the shop, yeah. Just
Do you have a social media presence? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We have a website. You know, it's just maplestreet.coop. So because we're a co-op, we're a .coop. And yeah, look, you can join. We give discounts to members. Members go into a monthly raffle. The staff are all friendly and can give you advice on things. So it's a whole different shopping experience than just walking aimlessly through your typical food outlet.
Okay, so that was maplestreet.coop.
That's correct, yeah.
Great talking to you this afternoon, Peter. I hope you find some new passionate members to join your co-op.
Great. Thank you, Sheridan.
Take care.
Great.
ABC Radio Queensland, 9 Grammys. She's clocking them up. This is Miss Cheryl Crowe.